Welcome to the only podcast for piano teachers just starting out, Piano Teacher Primer. My name is Angela Toon. Keep listening for the prime pro tips you can use with your own students right away. Welcome back to the Piano Teacher Primer podcast. My name's Angela Toon, and today we have From Practice Room to Stage, Adapting Focus, okay? And we're going to start with a little story time. So, I'm in a community choir, which I love, by the way. And I don't know what happened, if somebody was sick or something, there was a problem of some kind, but the director asked me the night before, and our next rehearsal was less than 24 hours away, and asked me to fill in and play the piano for the choir. And I was happy to help out, even though I love singing also. But I knew that I had a busy day, and I was running around with the elementary school and picking up the copies and putting up the art at the school and organizing all of that. And then, of course, I taught piano lessons that afternoon, so I knew that I wasn't going to have much time. I practiced a little bit, but I knew that I wasn't going to be able to practice a lot. So I just made it clear, hey, it's going to be sight reading. And so I show up and I have sung these songs, right? So I have some context. I know what I'm getting into. And there's one I really should have practiced more. But anyway, it is what it is. So my focus, okay, I'm playing along. I'm kind of sweating bullets. But I know what my focus is in that situation, okay? My focus is not to get all the notes right, because it is completely not possible, right? If I sat and practiced these pieces for an hour, I could probably do a decent job. If I practiced several days, I could probably be ready to go, right? But it is impossible for me, I know, to get all the notes right, to even get all the notes in there. So what is my focus in this situation? I was very focused. Whew, let me tell you. And it was warm in there, and I was thinking very hard, and I was very tired after. My focus was kind of two things. One, keep going. Don't get lost. Keep my eyes moving ahead, right? All of those in the category of keep going and keep with the director and keep with the choir. And then the second focus is what notes are the most important? Well, often the bass notes. Because if the men of the choir are supported with their notes, that's the basis of the chords, and then the other parts can figure out maybe a little bit more easily where they fit in. And often the melody is fine. You know, often the melody, whoever has the melody, they are okay. So that is not my focus. And then the secondary focus might be a tricky part that I know is kind of a difficult thing, and so I could bring out that part. And then staying in the key signature. That is my other focus, is just really being in that key. And if I play a wrong note, well, if it's in the chord, then it's going to be okay. Okay, have you ever had a situation like this where you've had to just fill in last minute and sight read and you feel like it's really bad, but actually it's helping out a lot? So the focus is going to change in piano teaching in different situations. So first I'll talk about it in teaching, but the main idea of this podcast came to me from things that I'm saying over and over to students. We just had our Halloween recital the other day. It was so much fun. I love the kids and all their costumes. And I found myself saying some of these same things over and over about what the students should focus on. So as teachers, our focus changes, right? For instance, if there's a recital coming up, we are going to focus on that recital piece. And yes, I'm going to hear the scales. Yes, we're going to hear other things. But sometimes with some students, wow, they're a little behind. We are really going to focus on the recital piece and leave some of those other things by the wayside for a couple of weeks. And then after the recital, jump back on, right? Christmas time, we're going to be starting Christmas music next. And the focus is going to be the Christmas music, but still continuing other things, right? So depending on the focus, we kind of had a focus this summer, not like officially, but it just sort of happened that a lot of my students were learning pieces that were more on the spiritual side for their church meetings. So I have had a lot of students play in their church congregations this summer and fall. So that's been a fun focus to have. So sometimes we have a summer focus. And again, other things might go by the wayside, but we can focus something different in the summer. And that's a fun chance to focus on something that you normally don't get time to. Okay, so, and then I have a special needs student, right? And my focus for him is very different than my other students. I'm not concerned that I'm teaching him the same thing over and over. And I'm not concerned that I need to repeat myself, or, and he doesn't seem concerned with playing the same piece for a very, very long time. He's just happy to be there and happy to vent to me once in a while and happy to be part of the actual learning of piano. And I think he's enjoying it. So that's the focus, right? Okay, but this is what I want to really get into now. Three things. Focus in practicing, that I'm telling my students what to focus on when they're practicing, and what when they're performing. The focus changes. And then in ensembles, this will be the third thing of what the focus is. The main focus is when performing ensembles, when you're with other people. Okay, so there are some awesome episodes on this podcast about practicing that you can go back and listen to after this. But the focus in practicing, I'm telling this to students all the time, is correct repetitions. I was reminded of this when Marvin Blickenstaff, an amazing pedagogue, came and spoke in our local music store, and I got to hear him. And one of the things that he said was, believe in three. Meaning, if you haven't practiced your piece three times or a certain difficult passage at least three times, at least, then you have not really practiced. And I'm gonna take that one step further. Correct repetitions, right? You've heard the adage, practice makes permanent. Prefer that to the other one. And that is because if we practice, if we have repetitions of a mistake, even if we don't mean to, if we repeat that mistake three times, that is really going to be fact for our fingers. They are really going to think that that is what we want. So the correct repetitions is what we're going for. And this is the difference between just playing through a piece once, not worrying about the details, and really practicing are those correct repetitions. So that is the focus when practicing. Okay, now, again, we just had our recital, so I was saying this over and over. What is the focus when performing? I say the focus is keep going. The show must go on, okay? Once you start, now, have you had this experience? I have. Once I was performing a piece and I couldn't remember how to get past a certain point. So what did I do? I went back and I repeated it and I tried to get past that point. And then I went back again and repeated it and tried to get past it. I think I repeated it several times and wasn't able, I don't remember what I finally did, if I skipped ahead or if I finally got through that part, but it was after a lot of broken record, not good sounding stuff. Have you ever had that happen to you or one of your students where they just repeat and repeat and repeat and repeat? So what do I tell them? Instead of repeating, now in practice, you're going to want to repeat that correctly and figure it out. But in performing, it's better to just skip ahead and go to the next part and just move on, even if it means you skip a measure. Yes, because the show must go on. The worst is when, well, the worst thing that could happen, and I've had this happen too, right? We've all had this stuff happen. And I tell my students this, that when it happens to them, that I was not able to go on, right? I could not remember my piece. And it wasn't totally my fault, by the way. My teacher didn't tell me when the event was, so I was not prepared for it and not fully memorized, but I really was not able to go on. So that's the worst case scenario. And then the next would just be what I described before, lots of repetitions or maybe a big block of silence in the middle of your piece, right? It's so much better if you can just keep going and then escape valve to skip to another part if you really, really have to as an emergency measure. So the focus is keep going. The show must go on. Oh, and the best way is to practice performing. I call them pretend recitals. And I have them perform for their stuffed animals and their family. And then when we're preparing for the Federation Solo Festival, which is even a little bit more pressure than a recital, I have them do extra performances, at least 5, for family, friends, neighbors, each other, and they get lots of practice performing, of being in that performing mode of keep going no matter what, and then practice what they missed later in a practice session, okay? So the focus is different. Now, when you're playing with a group, when you're playing a duet or accompanying a choir or playing in an orchestra or in a big ensemble, any of those, the focus changes and is different. We definitely don't want to stop and fix things in this situation because our person we're playing with is probably not going to be coming along with us. And sometimes kids get in a habit of just going back and fixing things or starting over. Do you ever have students that just don't want to start over their piece all the time? Try to help them keep going. Okay. And then in the ensemble situation, again, the focus is not to get all the right notes. And sometimes kids really want to stop and correct things. And it's different than performing a solo piece, because if something happens to the other person or people and you just keep plowing on through like you would in a solo, keep going at all costs, well, you might leave your other person behind. So the main focus with ensembles is together, right? And I'm telling my students this. I'm telling you kind of like I tell them. And you might need to find your other person if it's a duet and then get together and then keep going, which might cause a little bit of stoppage. But it's better to be together than for one person to plow ahead most of the time. Okay. And then like me in the accompanying situation, the most important thing for me is to follow the director and to be with, together with the choir and to not lose my spot. I did not get lost, thank goodness. Okay, so that's just a little thing you can pass along to your students and maybe use in your own playing. This is my focus. And then it really helps other things to not distract you or distract. It helps other things not distract us or our students in these situations. And it helps to not get stressed out about things that are outside of our control. And for those kids who are kind of perfectionists and they perform and they're like, oh, I had wrong note here. And I said, but you kept going, right? And I write these things whenever I'm judging a competition or something or judging the Federation Festival. You kept going like a champ, you know, you kept going like a professional. And that is to be praised and rewarded and honored, and it's hard to do. So practice, lots of correct repetitions, performing, the show must go on, and ensembles, stay together with your people. Okay, I hope you found that helpful, and I'm really excited. In 1 week, I get to present what my high school teacher taught me on how to start kids right out from the gate. How I teach a first piano lesson, I call it, and I get to present this live with a real student at the music teacher conference at the state level. So I'm really excited to do that, and I wanted to let you know that it's all online from a previous time that I recorded it, and it includes you the actual pieces that I teach by rote right from the very beginning, and it works tried and true, and my cute teacher, her name was Bonnie Winderton. She has passed away now. So I'm so happy to honor her and all of these things that she taught me on how to teach and that I can pass them on. So wanted to let you know that, so that if you're not in Utah music teachers area, you can see the same thing that I'm going to be presenting live online. Oh, I will tell you, it's hosted on a site with online courses, so it will ask you to make an account, but don't worry when it says make an account. It's not charge at all. It's a totally free demonstration. That's just where I host the stuff, and then you can download, watch, and enjoy. Thanks, everyone. See you next week. Are you having as much fun with this podcast as I am? Are you getting some actionable tips? Help more beginning piano teachers find us by leaving a rating and a review. On Apple, you just scroll down to the bottom and click on the stars. And on Spotify, you click the three dots near the top and click rate show. Also visit angelatune.com for free videos, downloads, courses. Together, we'll change the world one student at a time.